All right. Well, we're at Bach Maserati, and it is our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast. And we are joined right now, bright and early this morning, by Julian Edelman, who is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, Manchester Boston Regional Airport, and by Needham Bank. Can Needham Bank be your bank? And happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Bubs Edelman.
Quick question. Happy holidays to you guys.
Yes, yes.
Is this the roofing place? Do they do residential roofing?
Yeah. What? Do you need a roof? Or, like, what do you...
I live in an old brownstone. I got some leaks, potentially. Uh-huh. I'm battling a roof. And it's nothing like battling a roof for finding cracks.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, you're over...
Good morning, guys.
You're over in the high rent district, so maybe necessary to. I think they do work on those kind of places, but you're going to need. You can't have a regular roof. You gotta keep up with the Joneses over there.
I mean, you'd be surprised. Old brownstones. These things are always cracking, always moving, always doing something. I just want a new roof. I've been trying to argue to the home association because I live in a building. You know what I mean? I'm going to these meetings. I'm like, guys, you know, I know it doesn't affect necessarily your unit, but, you know, it's killing me. It's killing me. I need a roof.
I would like to be a fly on the wall at the Edelman homeowner meetings.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's Julian Edelman's here. He's complaining about the roof again.
Yeah, how many Super Bowl MVPs has a guy got to win to get a freaking roof that doesn't have a leak in it, huh?
Well, maybe.
Can we get a roof?
Maybe you could get a roof if you could make the Pro Bowl. I mean, Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. Merry Christmas, Bubs.
I know. It's I accept that fully, Greg.
I know you're going to say that you don't care about individual honors, but was that frustrating to you?
Not necessarily. Not really. I mean, I'm more focused on trying to go and play in the last game, and that's it's something that you can't control, and it's something that you don't really. I don't play the game for individual sports. I play to go out and win games, and my team's in the hunt to go out and give ourselves a good opportunity to do these types of things, and you know your focus is on those types of things.
How absurd is it that Tom Brady is not on the Pro Bowl roster?
I mean, it's pretty nuts, but, you know, hey, well, you know, a lot of people that, if you don't root for New England, you usually don't like them. So, you know, it's kind of, it is what it is. So, you know, who cares? We're worried about the Buffalo Bills not making a team that, you know, is irrelevant to real football.
Speaking of the Bills on Saturday, what makes this Bills defense so tough to score on, Julian?
They're very disciplined, and they're well coached. And I would just say how disciplined they are with they're all on the same page. They all know what they have to do, their responsibilities, and it's a very disciplined defense. And you got to earn it against a defense like this. You know, they're great at, you know, all parts of the defense. I mean, up front, fast linebackers, really good secondary. I mean, when you combine those three things, you usually get a pretty good defense, and you know they're a very good defense.
Julian, how good was it to see N'Keal Harry get more involved in the offense when you guys were in Cincinnati last weekend? And how big a factor do you think he can be going down the home stretch and into the playoffs for the offense?
I mean, I think it's big. You know, especially with N'Keal. I mean, it's like his fifth, sixth game now. I mean, we all forget that he didn't play the first eight. And you know, as a rookie, it's tough. You got a lot of things going through your mind, especially when it comes to the game. It could move from a new area, you know, comes into New England, you know, gets banged up, then, you know, has to sit out, which that's such valuable time, especially in your first training camp and those types of those preseason games. That's valuable time for you to gain experience, that which allows you to build confidence, which allows you, you know, to blossom off of that. And, you know, when you miss those types of things, it's tough. And for him now, he's starting to get getting some games under his belt. He's starting to play faster. And then, you know, we're going to need that from him and everyone. You know, the more everyone makes play, everyone does their job and goes out, and you have a lot of players making plays, that's the best thing for, you know, our offense. So, you know, it's good to see him go out and make plays, using his skill sets. And, you know, I look forward to him keep on doing it because we need it.
How close were you to not playing last week, Julian?
Greg.
Yeah, I mean, what? It's a question.
Did you not get the memo?
I mean, we ask questions. We hope for an answer. I mean, we're having an interchange between the two of us.
I'm looking forward to today, Thursday, which is really a Friday.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, today.
Shortened week.
Right, right.
So, you know, as an athlete, you are such built, you're built, you're scheduled, and you're creatures of habit. So right now I'm focused on Thursday, but really a Friday, so a combination of a mental and a timing type day. Uh-huh. So that's where my mind focuses at right now, and you know what we're installing today, Greg. I'm not. We don't sit back and talk about the past, especially with injuries of these kind of circumstances. Right. I mean, right. I've only been doing a radio show with you for
years. Yeah.
Deep are we, bro?
Well, I mean, I don't know. How many years you've been here? Have you been here for 12, 14 years? How long have you been here?
This is 11th, bro.
11. So we probably, I mean, I think we started almost right away. It's probably been...
You've been there since the beginning.
It's probably been 10 years, Bubs.
Has it been 10 years?
Probably. Wow.
Bubs had long hair, a flat billed hat, and no jeans line. That's, I mean, we're going way back.
Right. He didn't have his own fashion line. How are the sales for Christmas when it comes to the Edelman jeans or Jeans by Edelman, whatever they are?
They've been doing fantastic. Julian Edelman by Joe's, of course.
Yeah. They're,
you know, it's crazy because to see the love I've been getting from a lot of people, you know, a lot of friends, a lot of people that I've sent, you know, that have gotten the jeans and all those types of things. It's been pretty cool. You know, we put a lot of work into that in the off season, and you know, when the season's over, that's when you kind of go focus on those types of things. Right now, you know, my mind's not on jeans; it's on the Buffalo Bills. But you can get those jeans at JE11.com, so you can check them out.
Ding.
Speaking of Christmas and gifts, this is the
I'm
twisted.
Telling you, Greg, what? I'm gonna send you a pair. I gotta send you a few pair because you know they're comfortable.
Yeah,
they're still stylish.
Yeah,
you know we can get you looking kind of, you know, we can get you looking right, bud.
Yeah,
you still a 32?
34. I think I may have mm-hmm. I may have moved up to a 34. 30,
right, and I'm Tom Brady.
34.
34.
Send a couple 36s, and you can have them tailored.
34-30. 34-30,
you jerk.
34-28.
Oh, you're such a... How's one short guy making fun of another? For
Greg, Julian, Greg's waist size is a point total you guys haven't scored all season. Put it that way.
Don't make me laugh. I cough.
Hey, buddy. You over here throwing that jab. All right, buddy. We get it.
Speaking of Christmas gifts, this is the Twisted Question of the Week brought to you by Twisted Hard Iced Tea. Do you normally purchase a gift for Tom Brady? And if so, what do you get him for Christmas, Julian?
It's weird. We don't do gifts. I've thought about that, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. Usually you do, like, a Secret Santa with, like, your room. So, like, the receivers or something. We got to get that going. But I've never given or got a gift from Tom. It's kind of... you know, we don't do that kind of stuff. We're work friends.
All right.
I don't know.
That's the twisted question of the week.
He gave me a pair of sunglasses once. He gave me a pair of sunglasses once.
Were they used?
They're like some tight Tom Ford ones, like 6-7 years ago, and I still have those bad boys. And that's kind of like my one gift that, you know, he gives me a lot of gifts. Those catches are a lot, so that's enough.
Julian, it's a big week. You're preparing for a huge game with the AFC East Championship to be decided. I know things look good for you guys, but if you win the game Saturday, you lock up the East for the what seems like umpteenth year in a row. It's the holidays, and they drop the new Mandalorian episode 2 days early, too. How can you handle all of this on a week like this, man?
It comes out tonight, right?
It came out yesterday.
Did it come out yesterday? See, I've been rewatching all the Star Wars. So I'm just kind of get my mind mentally right for a new one. Is there talk that this Mandalorian episode is kind of, you should see it before you watch the movie? Or is that wrong?
This is the way. That's right.
Yeah. That's why they released it early, right?
Yeah, so probably that's exactly why, Greg. Thanks.
This has been the OK Boomer moment of the week with Greg and Julian.
I can't wait to watch it. I'll probably watch it tonight. You know, tonight's our Friday night, so, you know, you get a little time off to get your mind mentally ready for the weekend, and usually, you know, you can go to dinner or something, so I'll probably sit back and watch The Mandalorian.
Yeah, maybe I'll come over and watch it.
Is it Greg? Is that Greg speaking?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I got a holiday party tonight.
You got a roof problem, Julian.
No Netflix and chill with you, Greg. No Netflix and chill with you, buddy.
All right. Well, maybe some other time.
Greg is riding this weird, uncomfortable line between not wanting to watch The Mandalorian because he's not into it and wanting to just so he can relate to you and have a conversation about it, Julian. Because I like every time we talk about it on the show with you, I can see him like squirming in his chair.
You know, sometimes you just gotta make the leap of faith, buddy.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll give it a watch. How important is it for you guys to end up with a bye, playoff-wise, or does that not matter?
I think it's important for us to just worry about these Buffalo Bills because these dudes are going to be coming in. They're a confident team, and they're playing very well. They got some momentum, and that's what we should be thinking about, Greg. We don't, you know, think into the future. Nothing in the past. You think about it right now.
What about a comment on Matthew Slater, who said that you were the toughest teammate that he's ever played with, and whether or not we should be thanking Frank Edelman for that?
I mean, you know, Slate's an unbelievable teammate and even better man and family man and God-fearing man. I mean, he is like the ultimate human being, and that's like the ultimate compliment to get from someone like that. And, that feeling is very mutual. I mean, Slate is a very tough football player that plays through a lot as well. And, that's pretty cool. And Frank Edelman probably does have a lot to do with this. And Jason, my older brother, just through how I was brought up. I mean, you know, I remember like it was yesterday. We were playing at San Mateo High School in 1998, and we were playing Coyote Creek, or this was 1997, Coyote Creek in the first round of playoffs, and I think I, like, broke my thumb. And my dad, I think there's kids playing on the track with, like, a little Nerf football, the little spongy ones. And I broke my thumb at, like, 11 years old, and my dad grabbed one of those footballs, some kids playing with it, playing three flies up, ripped a piece off of it, taped it onto my thumb, and said, "You're good to go, buddy." And I was like, "All right, let's go."
That's why Frank is my hero, man.
Yep.
That's why I wear a fanny pack to this day.
He's like, "Get back out there, you 11-year-old. I don't care about a broken thumb. Who cares?" I love it. All right. Well, lastly from me this morning, we had Tom Brady on Monday, and he said that not a single player had put any thought into these Spygate 2 allegations. It's what they're calling them. I wanted to know if you had that same experience in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much a joke. We haven't even thought about it, honestly. We've been thinking about other things, and it's funny, but what it is, and I mean, yeah. Do you think? I don't know. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. All right.
My focus is on the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you. Julian Edelman, thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you.
Can you get some turmeric tea or something, man?
I've been sick for a week, Bubs. I can't get over it.
I've been sick for a month, guy.
I can't get over it.
Get some tea in that. Gosh.
All right, I'll get on it. Thank you. I appreciate the advice.
Yeah, it's like whatever hit them before the game in Houston. You've had it ever since, and you're refusing it every day.
Yeah, dude, I go get a prophylactic, bro.
You mean a probiotic, bro?
That flu is going around, man. All the kids.
I don't think he's needed one of those in a while.
You go to work and you got people over there, and I mean.
All right, I'm gonna go get a pro
movie Contagion.
It's like the movie Outbreak in the studio every day.
Outbreak, Contagion. They're like the same exact movie.
Right. Yeah. We need a separate plane for this show. That's what we need. We need two planes.
Yeah, honestly.
All right. I'm going to go get a prophylactic. And I'm probably borrow one from Curtis.
You can't buy flavored ones in mass anymore.
That's right.
We will talk to you soon. And that is Julian Edelman on the Harbor One hotline this morning. And have a great Christmas. All right, Bubs?
I mean, how many sponsors are we getting for this guy? Well, I'm here at Roots. I'm hearing banks. Yeah. I mean, can I get a throwback? Can I get a free roof from this?
Yes. I'm sure that Paul and his team at East Coast Metal Roofing will take care of you. I'll make a call
today. East Coast, we need some metal roofing on this bad boy.
All right, we'll take care of the place over
there.
Happy
holidays,
guys. All right,
happy holidays, Bugs.
Right,
go get them.
Bye, Julian.
That is Julian Edelman. And we'll be right back. It's our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast at Bach Maserati.